ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 30. This is the Sanskrit.
Yadapakandibhir atma vinchitais tairuru vanchito brahmakulam samavangsatesham shilam Upanayanadi Shrotas. Better go here. Shrotasmata Karma Anushta Nena Bhagavato Yagya Purushas Yaradhanam Evatad Arochayan Shudrakulam Bhajate Nigamachare Shudhito Yasya Mituni Bhava Kutumba Bharanam Yata Vanara Jatehe.
Translation. The pseudo swamis, yogis, and incarnations who do not believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead are known as Pashandis. They themselves are fallen and cheated because they do not know the real path of spiritual advancement, and whoever goes to them is certainly cheated in his turn. When one is thus cheated, he sometimes takes shelter of the real followers of Vedic principles, Brahmanas or those in Krishna consciousness, who teach everyone how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the Vedic rituals. However, being unable to stick to these principles, these rascals again fall down and take shelter among Shudras, who are very expert in making arrangements for sex indulgence. Sex is very prominent among animals like monkeys, and such people who are enlivened by sex may be called descendants of monkeys. So this is the kind of verse they should read out. Here in Vrindavan there are many kathas going on about Krishna stealing the butter, Rasleela. This is all very nice, but this is also Shukadev Goswami speaking. It may be more relevant to our position. Srila Prabhupada, as the descendant of Shukadev Goswami in disciplic succession, is also not without his relevant comments on the verse which we shall now hear. By fulfilling the process of evolution from the aquatics to the animal platform, a living entity eventually reaches the human form. The three modes of material nature are always working in the evolutionary process. Those who come to the human form through the quality of sattva-gun were cows in their last animal incarnation. Those who come to the human form through the quality of rajogun were lions in their last animal incarnation. And those who come to the human form through the quality of tamogun were monkeys in their last animal incarnation. In this age, those who come through the monkey species are considered by modern anthropologists like Darwin to be descendants of monkeys. We receive information herein that those who are simply interested in sex are actually no better than monkeys. Monkeys are very expert in sexual enjoyment, and sometimes sex glands are taken from monkeys and placed in the human body so that a human being can enjoy sex in old age. As for instance, the great hero of the modern stage cabaret, Frank Sinatra. I read this in Prabhupada conversation books, and Prabhupada got this information, no doubt, from one of his disciples, who had got the information that the great Frank Sinatra, having become old and worn out, was able to continue his material happiness by having the sex glands of a monkey given to him, so he could go on enjoying like a monkey in his old age. In this way, modern civilization has advanced. Many monkeys in India were caught and sent to Europe so that their sex glands could serve as replacements for those of old people. Those who actually descend from the monkeys are interested in expanding their aristocratic families through sex. In the Vedas, there are also certain ceremonies especially meant for sexual improvement and promotion to higher planetary systems where the demigods are enjoying sex. The demigods are also very much inclined towards sex because that is the basic principle of material enjoyment. First of all, the conditioned soul is cheated by so-called swamis, yogis, and incarnations when he approaches them to be relieved of material miseries. When the conditioned soul is not satisfied with them, he comes to devotees and pure brahmanas who try to elevate him for final liberation from material bondage. However, the unscrupulous conditioned soul cannot rigidly follow the principles prohibiting illicit sex intoxication, gambling, and meat-eating. Thus, he falls down and takes shelter of people who are like monkeys. In the Krishna consciousness movement, these monkey disciples, being unable to follow the strict regulated principles, sometimes fall down and try to form societies based on sex. This is proof that such people are descendants of monkeys, as confirmed by Darwin. In this verse, it is therefore clearly stated, Yata Vanara Jate. Shukdev Goswami, he is describing the forest of material enjoyment. Here he is speaking about the basic principle of material life, which is said here, Mithuni Bhava, sex life. Mithuni Bhava means feeling for attraction for sex. So already he's already stated earlier in chapter 5 of this canto that this Mithuni Bhava is the basic principle of material life. Pungsastriya Mithuni Bhava. This attraction between male and female, this is the basic principle of material existence. Tayoraho Hridya Grantimahu. Then, when male and female come together, there is a tight knot on the heart by which one is tied to material life. In the purport in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada states that everyone is tied up in this material world. Everyone is chained. So what are the chains? Do we see chains? Anyone is walking around in chains? That chain that is called Maitunaga means the chain of sex desire. So here, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining this. Now it may be questioned, why is Shukadeva Goswami talking about this? Parikshit Maharaj has come to him. He is a perfect devotee. And Shukadeva Goswami is also perfect. Shukadeva Goswami, later we'll see in the 10th canto how he describes what is the essence of all spiritual knowledge, or the essence of all topics to be heard, which are the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, who is the Absolute Truth. He is not the supreme expression of the Absolute Truth, as our Gurukul newsletter has stated. He is actually the Absolute Truth. He is not an expression of the Absolute Truth, but he is the Absolute Truth himself. So why is he talking about all these things? Becoming free from sex desire, not becoming a monkey in the name of spiritual advancement. And we may ask also why Srila Prabhupada, who came to teach us about Krishna consciousness, repeatedly spoke about these things. Not once or twice, but many, many times he talked about these things. One time even Satsuru Maharaj recorded in his journal, he was keeping a journal when he was with Prabhupada, of the things that Prabhupada said, not everything Prabhupada said that was recorded. So Prabhupada said, one time he said that the whole world is going on this vagina problem. I'm quoting what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, this should be regularly discussed in our classes. He said, this is kirtan. If we don't discuss these things regularly, then everything will become very weak. How is this kirtan? Kirtan means the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the whole Bhagavatam, that is the kirtan of Shukadeva Goswami. So that kirtan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the glorification, means before one can be actually glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, before one can relish that, then he has to be Nivritta Trishna. That is stated in the beginning of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj himself has understood the point. He says, Nivritta Tarsha Rupa Giyamanat Bhavo Shodach Chotra Mano Bhiramat. The first condition, if one is Nivritta Trishna, if he is free of material desires, which are especially characterized by this morbid sex desire, then he can actually relish the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada, yesterday I was reading in the, Prabhupada was speaking on Chaitanya Charitamrita, his lectures. So he was lecturing on these verses, what are the causes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to relish the feelings of Radharani. So Prabhupada was saying that spiritual life actually begins when one is disgusted with sex life. That is the beginning. Of course, we may say the beginning is when you chant Hare Krishna, you get a little prasadam. Anyway, we come in contact with Krishna consciousness. yena tena prakarena mana krishna nishiva. Somehow or other one has to come in, somehow or other people should be brought to Krishna consciousness. But the real beginning is when we are nivritta trishna, when we are free from all material desires. Therefore the business of acharyas, the acharyas, they come to this world to teach us about Krishna. They come to this world to tamasima jyotir gamaya, to take us from the darkness to the light. Not to the light of impersonal Brahman, but to Krishna surja sama maya hoy andhakar, from the darkness of ignorance, characterized by attraction for material life, from that darkness to the light of Krishna consciousness. This is the business of the acharyas. But the acharyas, they prescribe the medicine as required. In this material world, everyone is diseased. Hridkama roga, that is also stated, 10th canto of Bhagavatam. We're all suffering from heart disease. There are many institutions who are very eager to give treatment for heart disease, research for heart disease, heart cancer. Especially they have this Lions Club and Rotary Club and so many clubs. They like to make we will build a hospital for heart disease. But what is the heart disease that everyone is suffering from, the very deep heart disease? That is called Hridkama Roga, that is described in Bhagavatam. That is the disease in our heart, there is this lusty desires. So in that verse it is stated that if one hears the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, then he can be freed from this heart disease of lust, lusty desires. So we may think then we should simply listen to the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But Prabhupada warned also in these lectures on Chaitanya Charitamrita, how can we know that we are eligible to hear? We'll be benefited. Prabhupada gave the test that if by hearing the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, one, if he does not have his lusty desires increased, if by hearing, because there are many intimate, even in Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada is describing, there are such pastimes that sometimes Krishna comes up to Radharani and paints something on her breast. So if by hearing this again, so many, again and again, so many intimate leelas, one feels in his heart that there is some mundane attraction awakening, that maybe I should also enjoy like this. There are many such people who have their own gopi bhav, that they take some gopis. In Vrindavan we'll find so many widows, young widows, they're dispatched from Bengal. You go to Vrindavan, then we won't have to look after you. So they find some guru who becomes to them, I worship my guru just like Krishna. And in this way they enjoy their own jararas, not aprakrita ras. There's not the transcendental, ras lila, but that is the prakrita ras, the material relationship, man and woman, and then taking Krishna as an excuse that Krishna enjoyed, so I shall enjoy. So there are many such people. Actually, Prabhupada one time he explained that we have no objection. The people, they may do Ras Leela. Let them do. If they want to imitate Krishna, they can do. But you should know that before Ras Leela, Krishna lifted one Govardhan hill. So we have no objection. You kindly lift one mountain and hold it for 7 days. Then you do Ras Leela. So we should subject everyone to this test. We'll bring big rocks. And then they'll all be crushed to death because they can't do it. And then we'll be freed of all these rascals. But of course, they're only concerned with Ras Leela. They're not concerned with any other leela. So they're doing monkey leela, here stated. Yata vanara jate. Word Shukadeva Goswami is using. Shukadeva Goswami is an acharya. He's not a sentimentalist. That's simply some nice songs, some nice singing. But he's speaking clearly, strongly. This is the position. We should know the difference. Otherwise we may be misled. Because the mind is very wicked. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's singing, what is that song? Bhaja Braja Bane Radha Krishna Charana Aravinda. What does that song begin? Bhajare Bhajare Amar Man Ati Manda. Says, my dear mind, just worship Radha and Krishna because you're very wicked. You're a great rascal. So you worship Radha and Krishna. Don't you try to become Radha and Krishna. So this Prabhupada was warning, if there's any mundane lusty desire awakened by hearing that, then Prabhupada said, leave it. You are not fit. You are not fit for that. Therefore, traditionally, those who are actually cultivating this path of hearing the pastimes Radha and Krishna, our acharyas have written many such books. Generally, they're doing that, but side by side, they live a life of very strict vairagya, very strict renunciation. Just like the Goswamis, how they were living in Vrindavan. Tyatva turna mashesha mandala pati shanin sada tuchavat budva dina ganeshako karunaya kopina kantashito. They're materially what they were using. Kopin kanta. Kopin means just something to cover their, slightly cover their bodies. And kanta, that is one kind of quilt that is, that you take all these thrown out old cloths and you take it and you sew it all together and you fill it up with all the cloths that people throw out. We find it in India, the poor people, that they don't throw away their cloth, but they'll make it into a kanta and use this. This they will use. Extreme renunciation. They'll limit themselves. 5-6 houses, they'll beg food, bas, nothing more. They'll take their food. Very renounced. Because very dangerous. Very dangerous to try to enjoy sense gratification, any comfort, and follow this path. If one is not fit, he should not enter. Otherwise, he'll again become a monkey. Prabhupada is speaking very clearly. Of course, sometimes Prabhupada, he praised that you're all wonderful devotees. So Prabhupada was very thankful. Again, I was reading yesterday, Prabhupada was saying, is this lectures in Mayapur on Chaitanya Charitamrita? Prabhupada said, I'm very thankful to all of you, Americans and others, who have come from all over the world here to Mayapur to chant Hare Krishna. But, Prabhupada said, I'm very thankful to you, but be very serious. Don't fall down again. And here we see, is discussed how people, they come out of material life. They come out of the monkey life. Monkey life means jumping here and there, looking for sex. They come out of that to Krishna consciousness and they practice very seriously for some years. Then again, they jump back into monkey life. Jumping, jumping. Prabhupada, he often used to compare monkeys. They're jumping here and there. But they're simply causing a disturbance. Simply, anyone who knows, anyone who stays in Vrindavan, they know, monkey simply creates a disturbance. A monkey is very active. They have got their own society. But for jumping here and there and enjoying sex. And here in Vrindavan one time, this was, I remember this in 1976, that time. That was the day all the devotees were going to go on bus parikrama to Radhakund. So Prabhupada was lecturing in the morning. He said, there are many hogs and dogs and monkeys in Vrindavan. So he said, don't you become another monkey. Don't think you can sit at Radhakund and just sit and chant. Don't think you can do that. Don't try to jump over your spiritual master. If you sit at Radhakund, you won't chant. You'll simply eat and sleep and think of women and money, and in this way fall down and you'll become another monkey. There are enough monkeys in Vrindavan. Don't become another one. So Prabhupada was speaking very strongly. This is required. It's not the business of an acharya to flatter his disciples. Prabhupada, very strongly, how he would speak. So sometimes he was, one time here in Vrindavan, I think it was Vrindavan, he was saying that, he said, don't think the deity is made of stone, you rascal. You'll go in the deity room and do all nonsense. Must have been somebody. Prabhupada knew they were doing something. Prabhupada was very strict. He knew that someone is doing something that they shouldn't be doing in the deity room. And he was thinking, I can get away. But he didn't know that Prabhupada was sitting and he knows everything is going on. So, the acharyas, they're very strong. They know what is the position. That if even one has little tinge of mundane desire, if he's not very cautious to extinguish that, then if he tries to, if he attempts for that which he is not fit, then that little seed can become growing, 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 growing. That fire, disease and death, that should be completely extinguished. Don't even leave a little bit. Otherwise we'll be in great difficulty. If there's a little fire burning, you see, you throw a match, and little, it's burning a little bit. Don't leave it. You think, oh, it's only a little fire, and it may catch the paper, and something else, then the whole building is burned down. Or debt, you pay off the debt, little is there. Oh, it doesn't matter, I'll leave it. In 15 years you come back, compound interest. And now and then you have to sell your house, everything. And disease, oh, little pain, oh, it doesn't matter, just leave it. Then you find you have cancer, finished. So this little desire, we shouldn't think, oh, I'm more or less, I'm free from sex desire. Everything's okay. Now I can do whatever I like. I'll have my, just like we heard, so my female disciples can massage my feet. This is very nice. This is some transcendental leela that we are doing. Little thing, you'll be finished if one is not free from sex desire. So everyone should be very, very cautious. This most dangerous thing, most dangerous of all dirty things, is to identify with this body. When one identifies with this body, then he identifies other bodies as being something to enjoy. Then again, he has the monkey bhav. Mithuni bhav means monkey bhav. It becomes very dangerous. So one should be very, very, very careful. We should hear these things regularly. I'm quoting Prabhupada. Not only hear Shastra, this is Shastra. It's not that Prabhupada had some kind of fixation on discussing this. But again and again, we see in Shastra, we see what is the very first thing that Shukadev Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj? Does he say, very pleased to see you, let's talk about Ras Leela? No, the first thing he says that it's very good you've given up family life, because family life is simply all day working to support your sex life at night. So now you've come here, don't go back. Now you sit and listen. And again, third canto, we again see how, this is second canto, Shukadev Goswami is beginning. Then third canto again, there is description of one suffers miserably, Kapila Devi is describing. Then again, fourth canto, we see in the story of Maharaj Prachinda Barhishat, how again is described how there's a description how the king was just like a puppet following the queen. He was completely entangled in the maya of loving her. Then again and again we see, ninth canto, of course, there is the description of Yayati, is it not? He describes to his, who is it? There's both of them actually. Both of them, yeah. So even in the ninth, and then again in the tenth canto, Krishna says, Yasyatna buddhi kunape tridhatuke sa eva gokara. One who identifies with his body, he is simply no more intelligent than an animal. So we should hear these things regularly. The acharyas are speaking about this regularly. We need to hear regularly. We need to discuss regularly. We have to understand what is our position clearly. And we have to preach this to others also. Sometimes people think, well, this isn't very nice. People won't like it. And if we discuss these things, maybe it's because who is discussing is also infatuated with this. Therefore, we shouldn't discuss it. No, we have to discuss. Otherwise, we'll become entangled. Prabhupada said, if we do not discuss these things regularly in our classes, then everything will become weak. Everything will become very weak. So Krishna conscious means there's all sambandha, abhideya, prayojan, all vast spectrum. So many things to discuss. This is part of sambandha gyan, knowledge of our relationship with Krishna. Our relationship with Krishna, first thing we have to understand that all these material relationships are not real. Then we can, what is that Bhakti Sanskar Thakur used to say? First of all, there should be anartha nivritti. There should be cessation of all unwanted things. Then it is possible for artha pravritti. Then it is possible to enter into what is our real wanted thing. What is the real artha, the real meaning of life. So these things should be discussed regularly, that this material world, it is running on the attraction of sex life. This is very dangerous. In our spiritual life, we have to be very cautious in our dealings, men and women. We should be very careful what we read, because that which is written by materialistic people, their consciousness is always affected by this. We should be very careful what we read. We should be very careful what we see. We should be very careful how we associate with the opposite sex, so that we can be free of the disturbance of sexual attraction. And in this case, in that position, we can advance our attraction to Krishna. There's no question of attraction to Krishna. There's no question of real attraction for Krishna developing as long as we are attracted to this mundane material enjoyment. So these things should be understood very clearly. As Hridayananda Maharaj was lecturing here maybe 3 years ago, in his class he was saying that devotees, they should be somewhat radical. And I asked him to explain what radical meant. Radical means, then he said the Latin root. It means we should be concerned with the basics, with fundamentals. Not that we float off into the ether, so many different philosophical discussions and so many different things, but we forget what is our basic thing. Our basic philosophy is that we're not this body. We're not meant to enjoy this body. We're eternal spirit souls. We're eternal servants of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our relationship with Him is that we are supposed to serve Him. As Prabhupada described that in one lecture, he was describing that, or maybe it was in his books, he was saying we have to serve Krishna. So we have to serve Krishna the way that He wants. We shall not invent the way that He to serve Krishna. Prabhupada many times gave the example, if the spiritual master asks for a glass of water and you give him a glass of milk thinking that is better, that is nonsense. We have to serve according to the desire of the master, not according to our desire. So then Prabhupada went on to explain that Krishna, in this age, He has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and He has told us how to serve Him, which is Jare Dekho Tare Koha Krishna Upadesh Amar Agyai Guru Hoya Tara Idesh Prithivita Yache Jatanagaradi Gram Sabatrapacha Hoibe Morana. Krishna has come and He tells that you are my servant. I want you to serve me like this. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna. In this way become a guru and deliver the land in every town and village, as many in all the world, as many towns and villages as there are. This Krishna consciousness movement should be spread. So this is the way to please Krishna. This is the way to approach Krishna in this age. Through the Sankirtan movement, we should always execute our Krishna consciousness, trying to spread the message of Krishna consciousness as received through our Acharya, the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who came to do His work, namely Srila Prabhupada, execute Krishna consciousness according to His direction, which includes being very careful not to again become entangled in the mundane sexual attraction. Hare Krishna. Is there any question? How liberated do you have to be to hear Krishna's intimate pastimes with the gopis? It's said that these topics are meant for liberated souls. So sometimes Prabhupada said that anyone who's engaged in Krishna's service, he's liberated. And another definition of liberation is to be free from the completely free from the influence of the modes of material nature. So how liberated do you have to be? Well, I think that's already answered in the quote I gave from Srila Prabhupada, that Prabhupada said that if you feel yourself again, if you feel yourself becoming agitated for mundane enjoyment, don't hear, you are not fit. So that you have to judge yourself. And if we're not sincere, then we may go up, 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 and going up, 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 then we fall down and smash our head. So better be careful. Yes. Actually, simply hearing doesn't necessarily mean we're going up, up, up. We may think we are going up, but anyone can hear. In the marketplace, you can get so many books, but actual understanding, that is not simply to talk about it, discuss so many things. That doesn't necessarily mean that one has got entry into that. All I can say is I can quote Prabhupada. In other words, if one's mind is so much agitated that even hearing Krishna, he thinks I should enjoy like Krishna, then he shouldn't hear. Therefore, we have Shukadeva Goswami has given 9 cantos of Bhagavatam just to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one is thinking Krishna is just like some ordinary person, and he hears, then he'll think Krishna is doing, I should also do. The first thing is matter of respect for Krishna. That's why all these sahajiyas and cheap, they make cheap dramas, all these things. They don't, first of all, instill in the minds of the audience the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without understanding that, without accepting that very clearly, one cannot, he should not go to Krishna Leela. Unless one is very respectful to Krishna, he shouldn't go. Yeah, this is a commonly brought up point, that there appears to be a contradiction, that Prabhupada, one of the first books he translated was Krishna Leela, 10th canto, Krishna book. And he wanted these distributed widely. He said every home in America should have Krishna book. So there appears to be a contribution. Now one thing Prabhupada, when he was asked about this, he said, I don't know how long I'll stay, so therefore I'm giving the essence. Another thing he said, another thing we can see also, is that Prabhupada presented it in such a way that it's a summary study with Prabhupada's purports that one cannot misunderstand, unless of course he's determined to misunderstand. But even Parikshit himself is asking the question. He himself asks right at the recitation by Shukadev, then how is this possible that Krishna, he's doing these things, he's come to set the example for human society, but it appears that he'll be setting a bad example. And Shukadev Goswami answers in various ways. Prabhupada also, he gives the Rasa Dance introduction. He gives details, so many reasons. One thing is that all the gopis, they're actually Krishna's eternal energy. All living beings are Krishna's eternal associates. Therefore, the real husband is Krishna, not their so-called husband. And then again, they left an apparent material body with their husbands and came to Krishna in their spiritual bodies. Then again, Krishna was only 6 or 7 years old at the time, so where is the question? Even if you think Krishna is an ordinary person, then where is the question of lusty desires being awakened at such an age? So these things have been answered also. We'll find Prabhupada titled that book, we call Krishna book. The full title is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you'll find again and again in the Leelas, Prabhupada, he doesn't just say Krishna, but again and again he says, when Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was talking in this way, when Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, next proceeded, he'd always, again and again and again and again, don't think Krishna is an ordinary person. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should try to understand this. Yeah, one's not supposed to proceed before the example is given in the Padma Purana, that the Bhagavatam, the different cantos, you're supposed to read the first, the second, the third, the fourth, gradually. The 10th canto is supposed to be like the smiling face of the Lord. So one should not, just as in when we're taking darshan of the deities, the proper process is first to see the feet, then go up gradually. So in the same way, one should gradually read through the Bhagavatam. And it's stated that one should not go beyond the first 2 cantos unless one is free from sex desire. Actually, I asked about this. So, does that mean I'm going to have to read the first 2 cantos only for probably the rest of my life? So, the then GBC said, well, are you following the regulated principles? Free? Yes, then you go on and read. So, at least one should be Prabhupada also stated this, I believe, in the first canto of Bhagavatam, in one of his purports, about taking sannyas. He said that at least one should be free from the gross activity. At least one should be able to control indulgence in that. Then that is the minimum standard for accepting sannyas. If one is not confident, then he shouldn't take sannyas. The minimum, actually, to take sannyas, that should be a much higher standard. But as Prabhupada said, our sannyas is for preaching. Sannyas is necessary for preaching. So in the same way, one should at least be following the regulative principles otherwise, if he's not following the regulative principles and he goes to Krishna Leela, then sahajya, he'll misinterpret. Then that will cause disturbance in society. Rupa Goswami says, Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vidhingvina Aikantiki Hare Bhakti Utpata Yaiva Kalpata. If one thinks that I'm a devotee, I'm following Krishna consciousness, I'm practicing Krishna consciousness, I'm experiencing so many different bhavas and anubhavas, and I'm a great devotee, or even if you think someone else is doing, if you think someone else is a great devotee, and they're very advanced in all these things, but if they're not exactly following scripture, the proper process of Krishna consciousness, then they're not actually in Krishna consciousness. They're simply causing a disturbance. They're simply making a disturbance. Why are they making a disturbance? Because they're misleading people from the proper path of Krishna consciousness. Just like I spent many years in Bengal and I had much realization of all these things. Because our preaching parties were going village to village and chanting Hare Krishna, and the Hindus in Bangladesh, their traditional culture is Radha Krishna Gornitai Kal Kartel chant Hare Krishna. So when they saw that our ISKCON devotees from the Western countries were doing this, they were very inspired. So we'd go village to village and the people would become inspired to take up Krishna consciousness. Isn't that wonderful? The only problem is, their idea of Krishna consciousness is what they'd received from all the Sahajiyas and bogus Goswamis. So they all took it up, mostly they were taking up according to some kind of Sahajiya style. So actually, I always used to fight with the other ISKCON devotees in Bangladesh. I was saying it's not enough simply to go around and have a Hari Bol show, but we have to tell people very clearly that all these so-called gurus are all bogus, they're misleading you, and you can't eat fish and be a devotee. So we see also Chaitanya Charitamrita. What was Nityananda Prabhu doing when he was preaching in Bengal? That he said, Prem Pracharan Ar Pashanda Dalan Dui Karja Avadhut Karen Brahman. Nityananda Prabhu was traveling from place to place with Prem Pracharan, means preaching love of God, but also Pashanda Dalan, smashing the nonsense rascals. The two things he was doing, not just one side, both sides. If you simply say Hari Bol, Prem, Prem, many people will come. But if you tell them that you cannot have Prem and also watch TV and also eat whatever you like, and also do whatever you like, that you have to follow rules and regulations very strictly, not many people want this kind of prem. They want, let me enjoy material prem, and also I'll enjoy spiritual prem. But this is nonsense. What was the question? Did we get away from the question? Anyway.